Joining us on the air today, we have USU Eastern Vice President Greg Dart, and he's going to join us to talk about a variety of different topics at USU Eastern. First off, Greg, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate you taking out the time today. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
I know it's kind of a crazy time right now at USU Eastern. There's been a lot of developments. And about a week ago, we talked to Coach Scott Madsen, athletic director, on Friday, and he says, okay, everything's just suspended at the moment. Boy, it wasn't but 48 hours later, everything was canceled and the BDAC was closed. And so I know it's a very fluid situation. It goes beyond sports. It also has affected academics. But it seems like everything is changing by the day. That's what it seems like anyways.
I think that's for sure, and even more than that, by the hour, that as different decisions are made throughout the state, throughout the country, it's impacting our students, our student athletes, everyone. And so we as an institution have been making decisions and then making them publicly known as quickly as we can. And so changing by the day is not an overstatement at all, and even multiple times a day there have been changes.
Well, let's start by talking about some of the things on campus that have closed to the public. I know the Prehistoric Museum is closed. Most recently, we got word from, again, Athletic Director Scott Madsen that the BDAC has been closed as well. So there are a variety of options that are open to the public that have closed as far as USU Eastern is concerned.
Yeah, we've always prided ourselves as being a big part of this community. And at this point, with some of the things that have come from the health department and from the governor, we've just felt the need to close most of our public-facing areas on campus. You mentioned the Prehistoric Museum, the BDAC, the Geary Event Center. You know, our campus right now is really just operating to serve the needs of our students. And so while the public mission has always been a big part of our mission, really suspended right now as there have been all these restrictions put in place, and we're doing it because, you know, we want to be good citizens. We want to make sure that public health is the number one priority, health and safety. And so we're really just asking the public to understand that these changes are temporary, and as soon as they're lifted, we'll be welcoming them back to campus.
Is there a timetable that's been put in place to maybe reevaluate some of these things reopening, or is it kind of just a by-the-day type deal?
So the university has made the decision yesterday that all events through May 1st are canceled, and I think that for now that's the time frame that we're working on, understanding that any events for the remainder of March and all of April, as well as those facilities that I talked about, will remain closed. But that is something that's evaluated on a regular basis. Our university on a weekly basis is making determinations on whether any of those things would be extended. But we're working with the understanding that we'll probably be working through May 1st. And so, of course, that when that came down yesterday, that meant in conjunction with all the Utah System of Higher Education institutions across the state, that commencement for this year will be canceled.
It's obviously sad. I know that there were universities throughout the state of Utah talking about commencements being canceled, and I know we've had that conversation with Superintendent Lance Hatch as well as far as graduation for high school students, and I don't believe anything officially has been announced yet from the high school level. But nonetheless, a sad time at USU Eastern when you have to tell these kids, sorry, there's no ceremony to commemorate your accomplishments here at USU Eastern.
Yeah, it's just unprecedented times call for unprecedented measures, and that's where we're at. But having said that, we still want to do something to honor and celebrate those graduates, and so we're working on that now, what that might look like, if it's something at a later time, if we're still doing something, but just virtually at that time. And so we will have more information as we develop those plans. Because, you know, even though we have to cancel that one event, it does not cancel all the work that these students have put in over the years to get to that kind of crowning achievement. And so we are looking forward for some ideas on how to celebrate those students, but those are tough decisions.
Oh, no question, no question. And I know students are still finishing out the semester. A lot of kids you guys have sent home, right? But there's still an opportunity through the gift of technology for these kids to finish out the semester.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. This year, Utah State University has celebrated 25 years in online education. And it's been something that we've kind of put a focus on, that we were pioneers in that. And never at any time in the history of the university has it been as necessary as it is right now, because we've moved so much of our curriculum online. We have a lot of our instructors teaching online, with very few exceptions. The only exceptions really being in our career and technical education courses, where those students are coming to campus to finish up in very structured environments with social distancing and keeping space. But the goal is to get them finished in much quicker than we would have usually do it, in a week or two, and get them on the road. We still have about 85 students in our student housing, down from a capacity of 400. And so we anticipate that that number will continue to trickle down. But there will be students that, because of where they're from or because of their situation, that it makes more sense for them to stay here. We are going to continue to provide housing for those students, continue to provide meals, of course, in a little bit different prepackaged variety than what we usually have done. But yeah, all these students will have the ability to finish their semester and complete just in a little bit different way than they probably envisioned when they started the semester.
No question. Again, our guest right now is USU Eastern Vice President Greg Dart. Greg, let's move over to athletics and talk about some of the changes there. Obviously, the NJCAA had made the announcement that there's no more spring sports competitions and really not even a basketball championship this season. Those things have been canceled. You talk about unprecedented times. I know this follows what the NCAA decided to do as well. Just a bizarre time to be in. And you really feel for the athletics department at USU Eastern, because we had two first-year head coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely an unprecedented time. The fact that we had just started our spring sports, our spring schedules in things like baseball and softball. Rodeo, you know, is both the fall and spring, but they had just started back up their spring competition schedule, and then they came to a halt. That's a different situation than we've ever been in. Our student athletes had been preparing for this portion of the year, and it was just all of a sudden over. And that's, you know, that's not to say anything for our fall sports that usually have a spring practice or a scrimmage schedule. And so those were all canceled as well. And so it really is the time that I don't think any of us could have ever envisioned a few months ago.
With that being said, two first-year head coaches at both baseball and softball. Boy, you want to talk about a crazy time for these guys. I know they're both kids, basically, getting going in their careers as coaches, and this is their first season.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think is pretty amazing about both of them, in Shelby Shirtless and in Kirk Haney, our baseball coach, that they've just kind of rolled with the punches. And I think that's all you could do at this point. They had really promising young teams as well for first-year coaches, and we're seeing some success early on, and then it came to a screeching halt. But they've got that fire. They've wanted to continued. At first, it was just a suspension of play. We didn't know for sure if it would, how long it would last. And then when the season was canceled, of course, that raises all sorts of other questions for coaches and student athletes about years of eligibility and pieces like that. And then just students who that academically have moved on from the institution, would they still come back and compete? And so you've got these two first-year head coaches grappling with questions that even our most veteran coaches have never had to deal with, and they're doing a tremendous job.
I know that the eligibility issue was something that I'm sure you monitored extremely close. I know Coach Madsen had said that was something he was curious to see how it would all play out. And it looks as if everyone that was participating in the spring sports, they're not going to lose a season of eligibility, correct?
That is correct. So the NJCAA has been very on top of that and been proactive in communicating that, and those student athletes will have an additional year of eligibility, really just getting back this year that they never really had.
And you had mentioned to me off the cuff that still it hasn't hampered recruiting. There are still ways that you can sign letters of intent, and there are still ways you can recruit even though you have to practice social distancing.
Yeah, so it has changed recruiting significantly. Yeah, I think we all, when we think of recruiting of student athletes, you think of the in the home meeting with the parent and the student athlete and talking about your vision for him or her as part of your team. Well, those days are gone, but still able to do that via video conferencing, Skyping, FaceTiming, as well as phone, text, video sharing. And we still are moving forward, signing letters of intent for next year. And our coaches are just recruiting virtually a lot more than they have in the past, even though that's always been a big part of the way that we recruit.
Definitely unique times, to say the least. A lot going on right now at USU Eastern. Again, Vice President Greg Dart, our guest. Greg, is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't touched on yet?
The only thing that I would say is that it really is daily, hourly, that there are changes. And so we would ask that everyone monitor our social media and our website, because that's where you'll get the most up-to-date information. If you have questions, there are phone numbers. The university is still open. We are still doing business. We are just doing it a little bit differently than we've done in the past. So I do want to make clear that that we, as part of the Utah System of Higher Education, have been moving as one body. A lot of decisions, including commencement yesterday, were made with everyone in conjunction. And so the cooperation within the system of higher education, within Utah State University, as a statewide system, has been tremendous. But the thing that's really been heartening is just the response of our students and the community, that they understand that we're in a difficult situation. And the support has been tremendous. And we live in an amazing community. We have amazing students. And I just want to say thank you to them.
Greg Dart, always a pleasure to get you on to speak about what's happening at USU Eastern. I definitely appreciate the time. And I'm sure we'll be talking again real soon with more updates.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. And don't hesitate to reach out if there's any questions you have.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Greg.
Thank you.